63 degrees. Chuck and Mark here in the studio. And joining us is Sam Geyer from Mustang Seeds. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Chuck. What a beautiful day out.
I suppose down in DeSmit, you don't have any snow anymore, huh?
Well, we got some piles. There's still some snow on the tree belts I noticed yesterday on the way home from Madison. So, yeah, it's slowly disappearing.
I suppose it gets a little more snow as you move further north, but not much down in the Madison area, is there?
No, hardly anything left down to Madison, Howard area. So.
Well, you know, we're getting that. We're after the farm show. I got to talk to you a little. Seen you out at the farm show, but it seemed like there's a little more optimism. Is that because of weather or the spring coming, or is it just seems to be a little more excitement?
Well, I think the markets have kind of steadied out a little bit, and I think as we're looking at oats, market has came up a little bit. That gets guys starting to think about adding that back into the rotation. What a beautiful week at the Watertown Farm Show, though. I mean, great crowds. The livestock sales that we heard were pretty decent, you know. So I think that sparks some optimism. So,
well, I know going around and talking to a lot of farmers, I think, has everybody pretty well got their seed, or are they still waiting?
Well, you know, I think we heard the other day we had got a report from our trade providers. They do surveys of that. There was still about 30 to 35% of the acres were still undecided what way the farmers were going to go. So we know we're getting calls every day to fill those acres, and we're doing our best. Of course, the Extended Max just got approved for South Dakota last week, I think the day after you and I talked. And that's pretty exciting news that we're going to be able to take care of some of those Roundup resistant weeds with Extend soybeans, Chuck.
I think every state has it registered now, doesn't it?
Well, you know, of course, the one I'm worried about most is South Dakota. Yeah. I know that North Dakota has been approved. I think Minnesota has. So, you know, as we move on, we're starting to get some bookings of Extend soybeans for guys who do have some problems. So.
But they want to make sure if they do get it in the Argonne spray. There's some things they have to understand, a little different spraying than what it normally would be. Different nozzles and so on.
Yep, I think we have to go back to being a little bit more stewards of spraying. I think, you know, as we take a look, not all everything's been released yet about the restrictions. But we're going to want to pay attention. Of course, Extend-O-Max, dicamba part of it has been vastly improved compared to the old dicambas. And, you know, Chuck, it wasn't too long ago we were spraying dicamba on wheat all over the country, not having any problems. We just learned to be a little careful before the Roundup Ready thing took hold and everybody had Roundup. We didn't have to worry about the neighbor's corn or soybeans because everybody was Roundup. So we're going to want to do some due diligence, do some research, talk to our neighbors, make sure that we're not going to run into any problems, and I think we'll all be successful. So.
And I think they're going to be watching this pretty close because they did look at this as they were registering it, that stay on the label. Don't try to sneak off a little bit, because if we start seeing that, it's going to be tougher to get these chemicals in.
That's right. We want to be very careful. Of course, the trade providers with the chemistries are working on tank mixes. We feel that there'll be quite a few approved by the end of March with Roundup ready to be able to put in the Extend-O-Max dicamba product, also some labels for grass products for volunteer corn, you know, and things like that. So as things come along, we just want everybody to follow the label, which I think most people do. We don't want to have any litigation problems, you know, and go on. I think it's a great trait that's been provided to us. You know, there's a lot of other new traits that are coming, you know, Enlist, which is the 2,4-D platform, is still waiting to be approved. Last week, Balanced GT Beans got approved. We'll be moving forward with growing seed fields on that. So,
there's a lot of new things going on, but you can still fall back to some of the old conventional beans. Now, I know they are getting a bonus by a little premium by selling those conventional beans.
Yep, we're getting calls every day on conventional beans. South Dakota soybean processors out of Volga with their plant at St. Lawrence or Miller is paying a premium. I'm thinking it's pretty close to a dollar on a will call basis delivered to St. Lawrence, which, you know, with the reduced seed cost per acre, and then you add that bonus, makes conventional beans kind of look pretty attractive again, Chuck.
Well, some of these fields are pretty clean, except if you have some resistant weeds in there, but some are going to it. Are you selling many of those, or just kind of?
I'm sorry.
Are you selling many conventional beans?
Well, it just seems like this last 6 weeks now, we've gotten a lot of calls on conventional soybeans, and I think that the soybean growers have had some meetings about the marketing opportunities. I think we have some guys that can take care of their weeds or that have been controlling their weeds. I think if guys go talk to their spray chemical retailer and make sure that we get a good tree down and then come back. I know there's some guys out there that have been doing it for a couple of years and have been having great success. So there's no yield drag on the conventional soybeans. We've had them in plots, as you know, like over at Castlewood's top plot that we have over there, and the conventional beans are right at the top. So, I mean, as far as yield, so I don't think we have to take a back seat on conventional soybeans. We just have to be confident in our spraying and weed control. So,
well, and to be able to watch and look around and got to scout a little more, too, on some of the insects and other things as we go. So,
I think so. Yep. Same way with conventional corn. You know, we got guys that are planting very successful on conventional corn, but they are putting down a in-furrow insecticide. You know, they're saving some money on that, and they're scouting for corn borers. So, I mean, I think it brings back that farmer back in us that is taking care of his acres and just not following the pack. So,
there's opportunities out there. It just takes a little more time, and it was getting pretty easy there for a while with Roundup, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, Chuck, I think you and I remember when Roundup first came out, you know, the first couple of years, guys sat back and they watched and didn't know if it would work, and then once all their neighbors had some, the innovators had clean beans, I think everybody kind of jumped on board, and it really worked pretty well. And then now we've gotten some weed resistance out there, which we all know, and so now we have to pay a little bit more attention to, and I think that's why this Xtend soybeans, the Enlist, when they come out. I think Liberty's a great choice that we have for soybeans. You know, just whatever platform anybody wants to use, we kind of have the choices. So,
I remember when the ALS got resistance to that, and then Roundup came, and they said, "Oh, this will never get resistance to Roundup." Well, then now we're here again. So we got to keep remembering. Now we're getting to the stage we can start changing some of these modes of action and chemistries.
Right, and they will be adding and combining traits together as the seed companies merge and the trait providers merge. So you'll start probably seeing some combinations of herbicide beans that'll make it available, and we'll be able to tank mix those and try to keep ahead of this Mother Nature, who keeps adapting to our farming practices.
Yeah, they adapt a lot easier than we do, don't they?
Yeah, she sure does.
Well, Sam, we got to go. Thanks a lot for joining me, and again, they can get a hold of you?
Yes, give me a call, 605-860-2081. We have a lot of choices for guys to look at.
All right. Well, Sam, have a good day and enjoy the sunshine.